Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, gas pit burning, cold pizza, and puppets. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
There's eight of us in a Jim Walter home. They got Joe Janes and my chromosomes, but these young'uns are about to drive me out of my skull. They've lost their minds and you've lost your looks. You think I've slept with the telephone book, but to tell you the truth, I'm only halfway through the queue. And if you try to save this marriage again, I kill you. Louder than an outboard, Evan Rude. You got us living on Little League food. You're cooking corn dogs for a 35-year-old man. And you've been laying around like I'm a nurse's aide. I ought to draw checks from Medicaid. You laid on the sofa till your butt turned black and blue. And if you try to save this marriage again, I kill you. Honey, call your lawyer, get him on the phone. Y'all can split everything that I own. Divorce is rough and there's hell to pay, but we don't own anything anyway. Since you turned me into the Internal Revenue. And if you try to save this marriage again, I kill you. Honey, call your lawyer, tell him everything. Man, that fat lady sure could sing. Take the darn house and I wish you luck. There's a Hooter girl waiting in the pickup truck. She's a 38D and she just turned 22. And if you try to save this marriage again, I kill you.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee.
Hi.
At the news desk. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great.
Good. There's Pat Godwin.
Hi, Chick. Are you cold?
Castro hat.
Yes. It's freezing in here.
I have my blanket on.
It's because they blew the candle out.
It's worse than here.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you smell the candle when you walked in, Jess?
I did.
Yep, there you go.
And it was out. Just smell the mold?
No.
You don't smell mold, actually. You smell mildew.
Whatever the hell it is.
Sorry.
It's killing us all.
You're cold, Christy?
Josh Arnold, it's killing
I can give you my
all.
Penis. Can I warm you up?
Oh, my.
I didn't see that coming.
You know, my, my hands are cold.
Here, take my penis.
Okay.
I tend to get warm.
My lips are chapped.
Over the waistband handy. There's Ace Cosby. There's Willie Griswold. There's Tom Griswold.
Sure you don't want to start drinking real heavily?
I could.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. Christy Lee is at the news desk. We've covered almost everything in the news except for what?
The president of Turkmenistan is calling for the Gates of Hell fire to be put out. A natural gas crater located in a desert about 160 miles north of the capital Ashgabat.
Nailed it.
Is a popular site. Ashgabat is a popular site for the small number of tourists who come to the country.
Welcome to Ashgabat. Come on in.
Maybe they should work on their.
You need to work on your shibbidibbidibbidib.
Get your shibbidibbidib t-shirt. Yeah, it's simple. It's Ashgabat. They have a good Oshkosh B'gosh there. Have you ever been to the Ashgabat Oshkosh B'gosh?
No.
Okay, this place is.
The Turkmen news site, Turkmena Portal.
This is just
north of. It's a big hole in the wall.
Iran and south of Uzbekistan.
Well, no wonder people don't go there.
And I
so have a new tourism division.
So they've got some nice beachfront property here.
There you go. They said a 1971 gas drilling collapse formed the crater, which is about 190 feet in diameter and 70 feet deep. To prevent the spread of gas, geologists set a fire, expecting the gas to burn off in a few weeks. It has been burning ever since 1971.
Wow. But it's natural gas. It's not like it's some kind of crazy landfill. That's
we use that natural gas rather than
put
it out?
In like 2 years, 8 months, 13 days, it's just going to go. And then all the lights are going to go out all over the world.
So this is the equivalent of the Simpsons Springfield tire fire.
Oh. Right. It's just eternally burning, but this is at least natural.
Did you hear what your buddy came up with over there? A song for Iran?
And I run so far away.
I don't like these puns. I think we need a break from this, if we can just take a Turkmenopause.
I was trying to figure out how to do that.
Wow.
I was thinking like a seizure of arms or something, but that's better.
Shubadubu.
So this place is called
Ding Dong.
It's been named the Gates of Hell.
Wow.
Be a great place for a restaurant.
What?
And go dine at the Gates of Hell.
Oh yeah, you talk about don't you like that pizza they cook over the sticks over there though?
Sticks?
Pizza on sticks?
No, the sticks are on fire and they put the pizza in there.
He means
like a wood burning oven.
A wood burning
oven. Yes, that thing. Yeah.
Write that down, Jess.
I love those
pizza on sticks.
Today we had coffee cassettes.
I heard that.
You know the one that one you only did that feature one time. Tom Words.
Yeah.
Man,
oh, I couldn't think of the name of those.
The current.
K cups. Right.
And all I could think of was it's like a cassette. It's
you know,
universal cup and other people.
Sure. Josh has you in there talking to our newest employee, the Keurig machine. Uh-huh. And you think he works here. And Josh, you know what I like about you? You do your job and you keep your mouth.
Yeah, you get hot every now and then.
You want to come to lunch with me? That'd be great. No, don't answer now. No, I know you're probably...
Well, I'm sure you're familiar with the story. The reason the cassette was so successful is that they wisely allowed other manufacturers to put things on cassette, as opposed to the famous Sony debacle when they came up with anyone?
Betamax.
That's why it failed.
What a bore.
The K-Cup, you see, the manufacturers of all kinds of different coffee can do that.
Oh, I bet you're fun at a cocktail party.
Do you have any Metamucil?
You want to hear about the Betamax debacle?
And then he's bound to repeat. I had them on
I have
the
a
edge
question.
Of their seat for the whole party.
People just slamming their drinks so they can go get another one. People say, yeah, that's nice, as they drop out a window.
Bartender, this martini is great, but you do shots. I need 4 shots.
I'll talk to you, Jess Hooker, who's our food critic. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to continue the analogy with audio tape.
Okay.
Because Mr. Chick McGee back in the day.
What did I do now?
In 1998?
No. Way, probably in 75, had a... Not only did he have a car with a 8-track player in it.
Okay.
Am I correct in saying you had an 8-track home recorder?
I did, an Invicta. It was a vinyl. You could play albums. You could play 8-tracks. You could play cassettes.
But you could record cassettes, an 8-track.
And you could record 8-tracks.
Wow. Yeah,
there weren't a lot of those out there. Here's why I'm bringing this up. Similarly, can you make your own K-cups? Can you buy like a kit so you can put your own coffee in them?
Yes, we have disposable ones in our green room right now where you can put your own coffee in them and use it that way.
And I have a plastic one that I can put my own grounds or tea in.
And you clean it out.
Yeah,
we have
2 plastic ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I can experiment with my favorite coffee that doesn't come in a kit.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, you can.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Well, you got to talk to the guy first before.
Which guy?
Nothing will go wrong here.
Yep, it's fine.
The newest employee.
Okay.
Okay.
Kenny Carey.
Kenny, you have plans for lunch? I'm far too busy.
That's exactly right. No, don't answer, Kenny. I know you're...
Yeah, I'm sorry about the
people
sticks.
People here count on me. I can't really leave for lunch.
Don't you like that pizza with the...
Wood fire.
Yeah, nice hot, like a kiln.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like my pizza hot, too. I don't...
There's room in the world for cold pizza.
Really hungover.
I think what he's talking about is sometimes you get the frozen pizza and just eat it right out of the pack.
Ugh. No.
Oh. No one does that.
You do that?
No, and I hate cold pizza.
No!
I don't like
Will you guys eat pizza that sat out overnight? Room temperature?
No.
Yes.
I do too. No. Thank you, Ace.
That'll get
every
you
time.
Sick.
No, it won't.
No, it won't. It'll kill you.
Sausage? It's been sitting out?
No.
It was already cooked.
Cheese.
It's not raw sausage.
It's covered in cheese.
Yep. She has done this for years.
Always.
Oh, me too.
Purposefully leave it out because I like it room temperature.
I will say that day-old spaghetti, delicious.
Better the second day.
Well, yeah, but you're not leaving it out.
The acid in the tomato sauce, but you put it in the refrigerator.
Right.
What about your ketchup? Where do you keep your ketchup?
Refrigerator.
Fridge.
Will you guys eat cold fried chicken?
Yes.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. My favorite thing is day-old, sat-out deviled eggs. Those are always good.
You mean in the sun.
The paprika hits just right.
Ace keeps his ketchup on the counter?
Yeah, in the pantry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Even after it's
most
open.
Restaurants do that.
Yeah. They do, yeah.
Yeah, most, yeah, that's right. True,
what
yeah.
about the mayonnaise? Keep that out, too?
Well, the packets.
Willie just did that joke with the deviled egg thing.
I see what you're doing.
Unless they were made with Miracle Whip, then it wouldn't be okay.
Well, on this topic, a supermarket in Britain is going away.
Yeah, here we go.
This is actually a very nice segue, Christy.
This is the meanest
Thank
show.
You.
Thank you.
I was so close to walking out the last break.
you absolutely were.
I went to the bathroom.
I saw you start your car.
Yeah, I was like, why am I here?
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. So you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. ExpressVPN.com/Bob and Tom.
U.S. soccer. Reality says the odds are stacked against us. To think our U.S. men's national team can ever raise the world's biggest trophy. Be the first soccer team to beat them at football. Never. But here's the thing about us. Refusing to accept reality is kind of our thing. Being unrealistic, that's not a flaw. It's a force. It's fuel. Because if you want to be great and make history, never chase reality. Join U.S. Soccer Insiders today. Be part of the journey.
A supermarket in Britain is doing away with the use-by dates right. in favor of the so-called sniff taste test.
Oh, really?
Morrisons will remove use-by dates from milk packaging at the end of the month to help reduce unnecessary waste. It said customers should check whether milk is spoiled by holding it up to their nose to see if it smells sour or curdled.
Are they supposed to do this in the store?
Yeah.
But then you break the seal.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, it's in Britain. I bet they have different...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They probably have
Maybe
different...
Maybe they're glass jars or whatever, yeah. glass mugs.
Sure. Well, the sniff test, I know that Godwin's been doing that with his underwear for years.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you said underwear.
Yeah, I didn't know where he was
because
going
you were
with
sitting
that.
There minding your own business.
I don't even wear underwear.
Godwin, what? I don't know. Have we talked about your underwear? Do you wear boxers or whitey tighty whities?
Boxers now, yeah. With the incisions, yeah.
Are they but what did you wear before the surgery?
Speedos. Just a little, you know, like a G-string thing.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
Not a G-string.
I wore boxers before that, too.
Not a G-string.
Are they patterned boxers? Do they have checks
on
them?
No, they're solid.
Huh.
Light blue.
Oh.
All light blue.
Sky blue. That's interesting.
Yeah, I like that.
That is interesting.
Is that a...
Comforts me.
Is that a...
It cradles my balls.
Oh. Well, that's important.
No, but I mean, the color, the significance of the color is were those your school colors?
No, it's how I feel. Blue.
Oh.
But light blue.
It's how your balls feel.
My balls are blue.
Could we pay someone, maybe?
Yes.
How long do you
think? Getting the car fixed.
I could find someone.
If
could we pay someone?
If we didn't show up, how long would we be gone before he'd notice?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be probably.
He'd put our puppets in our seats and he'd continue the show.
Where are those puppets?
Where are the puppets?
Don't even bother asking.
They're at the shack.
They're the shack.
He wouldn't notice Christy, and then he'd go to Dean at the end of the show and go, great show today. That was so funny.
I finally got a word in edgewise.
I and I still don't know what's up chick's ass.
Pat, have you seen the puppets?
Have I seen the puppets?
Yes.
Do I answer honestly?
Yes.
Yeah, I have seen them.
Are they not really cool?
They're brilliant.
Are they hilarious?
They're great.
Yeah, and the
it's a lot better than I thought.
Puppets made of the core show.
Yeah, they're amazing.
What do you call
can we see them?
To get puppets made?
I know people.
His puppet guy.
you're not going to believe how good they are. Seriously.
I thought we were all his puppet guys.
I know we are.
I'm really excited to see them. I've always wanted to.
They're incredible.
I asked around and I found a guy that makes puppets.
Great.
What are you doing? I asked around. Hey, do you...
What are you going to do with them?
I'm going to do something when the time is right.
Why is it not right now?
Because I'm busy right now. How many times do I have to tell you?
You're always busy.
Oh, you'll find this surprising, Jess. You might have missed this earlier. Tom had a really busy, awful day yesterday. Did you know that?
It started off rough. He was looking for a rental car.
I found one.
I
got the last one.
Yeah.
How many hours is it? It's fine. It works.
Yeah, good.
Got me home.
Okay.
That was just the beginning. I'm not going to bore you with the rest.
So we're going to continue on with our food hunk. Oh. Adding less than a tablespoon of olive oil to your diet will lower your risk for death from heart or lung disease, as well as brain disorders and cancer.
Olive oil. That's why Popeye's 106.
That's right.
He's been eating olive oil for.
According to a study published by the American College of Cardiology, compared to participants who rarely or never consumed olive oil, those who added 1/2 tablespoon or more to their diet daily had a 19% lower risk for death from heart disease.
Now, does this have to be extra virgin or just regular?
It doesn't specify EVO, but...
EVO!
Is that EVOO,
Wait, is this? Are you like cooking with olive oil? Or are you just raw dog and olive oil?
Raw's better. Yeah,
you just take a shot. Yeah, it's like a supplement. It's like a supplement.
On your salad, you.
Yeah, just
you do the salad. I use the spray.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing with ACV.
So you just spray banaka it.
Yeah. It's more of a. I love that spray olive oil.
Yeah, it's great.
It's so flammable. God, that's fun.
Oh, jeez.
Would you have slept with olive oil? Yes or no?
No.
No.
Arguably the most unattractive heroine of
any... Yeah, I think so.
Who's the most attractive?
Jessica Rabbit, I
think. Absolutely. Yeah.
She's hot. She's definitely hot.
What about the real-life olive oil that played with Robin Williams? What's her
that's
name?
Pretty much who I'm talking about.
I think she's currently living in a dumpster.
Shelley Duvall.
Shelley's had a rough life.
Oh, really?
Not Shelley Long.
I said Shelley Duvall.
No, you said Shelley Long.
He said Shelley Duvall. Shelley.
No, I didn't.
You idiot.
Said Duvall.
Shelley Duvall.
Hearing it up, Gramps.
Shelley Duvall was on Cheers. Come on.
No. Shelley Long pulled a everyone will hire me. That didn't work. Her career ended rather abruptly, did it not?
Shot an afternoon. Go on YouTube and see Kubrick yelling at Shelley Duvall.
It's brutal.
It's really
uncomfortable. He tried to ruin her life.
Is that where she's locked in the room?
Christy, back to you.
A team of scientists have trained goldfish to drive on land. This is an updated story we did last week.
That's right. That's what we're doing today.
CTV
Come on,
News
fishies.
Reports researchers constructed the fish-operated vehicle, or FOV, from a plexiglass water tank outfitted with 4 motorized wheels, a camera, computer, and LIDAR technology.
And a six-pack of beer.
The remote sensing technology used pulsed laser light collect data on the vehicle's ground location and the fish's whereabouts inside a mounted water tank.
Why?
A computer camera, electric motors, and omni wheels give the fish control of the vehicle.
No, it doesn't.
Once they became accustomed to the FOV, they eventually learned to navigate towards a pink target that would earn them food. Ah, Pavlov. Uh-huh. He was onto something.
Oh, the old pink target.
I'll tell you what, though. Have you seen this thing where the fish are driving?
No.
No.
You think the 59 Plymouth had nice fins?
Oh my gosh.
Now can they train the goldfish to live more than 3 weeks at my house? I keep replacing them.
What's the point of wasting the money on this? Why are they doing this?
That's a very good question. I have no idea.
I think
I don't know.
I think it's Uber. You think they want cheaper labor.
Scientists said
goldfish don't really want much.
Scientists said their study suggests fish can learn to control a vehicle and use simple navigation strategies to successfully perform a task. I have no idea why we need fish to be working, well, but...
Plenty of charities out there, future scientists.
World, needs, world needs more bartenders.
Boy, oh boy.
Ah. They say that silverfish get a boat.
Silverfish get a boat?
What?
You realize silverfish is a bug.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I thought they were well, fish that had me. More money.
No, they're bugs.
I was trying to keep with our
boat theme.
There is something very funny.
About ship
about
McGee.
A fish driving a boat. No, you can just swim. Huh?
Are you kidding me? No, I don't think I'd be very good at swimming. Hey!
See, what we're missing here is the true genius of this. The scientists, obviously, very, very bright. But whoever wrote this proposal and received financing for it. Because some of the stuff you read about, you go, wow, how did they ever get the money for this?
Right.
That's the art form. And there are places that specialize in this. If you want a grant, they help you with the BS.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we all went to school with someone who could shovel it in such a way.
They could write your cover letter for a resume.
We're going to get you $400,000 to put goldfish in a tank and drive a car.
Would you guys laugh at this comic? It's like a Far Side type thing.
Sure.
Where it's two geese sitting on an airplane.
I'm already out.
And the one looks at the other and says, you're right, this is easier.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. One's holding a little soda, maybe?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I'm in.
I like, you're right. This is so much easier.
How about that? Okay, yeah. Delivered better, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How about that? Yeah.
Well, it's a comic. You don't have to.
It's not the delivery. It's the way you write it down.
You couldn't
deliver it.
It's very nice, Josh.
You couldn't do it on stage.
We've talked it to death, I think.
Josh, I have a question. Is the flight attendant a different kind of bird or a regular flight attendant?
I think it's a person.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think you guys should workshop this at the next break.
Oh.
How about that? Right. That's a good deal.
Be careful. There's a big goose turd in aisle 10.
Didn't mean to interrupt one of the 15 minutes you're here every week.
This is my time, John.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.